Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. But before we do that, Mahoney, were you smoking a cigar in the rain yesterday?
I mean, it was drizzling, but, you know, I was enjoying the...
Who sits in the rain?
Listen to his voice now today, Dave. Did you hear it?
My voice is fine.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
you sound like you have some allergies or something. Uh-huh. A little
another,
sick.
Another I'm not round sick. Of the allergies, huh?
So, the cloud cover produces, like, because I'm a photographer when I'm not doing a radio show.
Uh-huh.
And it produces a very soft but beautiful light. So, I had to get out there and film my exploits. Of smoking a cigar because I mean the lighting was just too good yesterday. I couldn't.
I owed it to the people of Instagram. I see. Yes, the tens and tens of followers out there. That
yes, at Mahoney Sucks.
Clamoring for the content.
Yep.
You also posted some whiskey and you were talking about how you were saved because you were able. It was high enough proof that you were able to. Turn
it was 127.6
hand
proof.
Sanitizer.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So did you drink some of that whiskey?
I did not. I did not yesterday.
It's cleansing your insides.
I'm saving that for the like I said, the zombie apocalypse when the coronavirus eventually takes over the entire world and
that'll be your only savior.
Yeah. You know, I will have everybody's out there. I'm playing. I got big brain moves over here. I'm playing 4D chess. Meanwhile, all these other suckers over here paying $40 for bottles of hand sanitizer. No, not this guy.
Big brain moves, smoking cigars in the rain.
Yeah.
He's got that BBE, you know?
That's right. That's right. That's
how all right, so some energy. Good news. Yeah, that's right. Some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first?
How about some bad news, Dave?
Well, a couple of drunk college students, which happens if you're in college or if you're 40. They were caught making out at a police station.
Who's making out at 40? Nobody's making out at 40.
No.
Can we just stop that?
No.
What?
Making out at 40?
Yeah.
Audrey, I have bad news for you.
Things change.
There's not going to be any hot and heavy making out when you're 40. Unless you're having an affair.
Fair.
True that. So, that's real talk. That's real talk coming at you.
So, that's so
a couple
depressing.
Of drunk college students got caught making out at a police station because they thought it was their dorm.
I mean, I can see that happening, though.
Yeah.
Because
this is 2:45 a.m. on Sunday, so this is this past Sunday, so this is the spring forward day as well.
Uh-huh.
So they're, Sunday morning and, really Saturday night. It's in Oxford, Ohio, a young couple in the stairwell of the police headquarters were just making out, and they said they thought it was the stairwell of their dorm. The woman was visiting her friend at the Miami University of Ohio,
mm-hmm.
tried to bring the guy back to her friend's dorm, but confused it with a police station several blocks away.
Easy
and
to
they
do.
Both smelled like booze. Cops asked for ID. Both of them gave fake IDs.
Oh.
They were charged with disorderly conduct, taken to the actual dorms, which... Good on the cops for not like throwing them in jail
or something
like that. They're just like, yeah.
You can't give a fake ID though. That's the one thing. Like, had they just given their own IDs, whatever, just go home and sleep it off.
The quote from the woman is, "This is kind of embarrassing now that I think about it."
Well, no, duh. My god.
See, I feel like this speaks to a larger problem that like college dormitories essentially basically look like jails.
Yeah,
100%.
You're right. Some good news today as well. There was a lost dog. And here's the really weird part of the story. The dog's name is Neil.
It's
a collie name. You love it?
Love that.
Neil Collians?
Why do you love that?
Yeah, Neil Collians.
That's right. He's in the air tonight.
With his paws. Or the tail. Excellent drummer.
They found Neil by going out into the pretty remote area. In fact, really remote area. They sent the rescue team out, and they're like, how can we get Neil to come back? We know he's lost in this area. And they're like, well, I have an idea. Let's cook up some sausage and bacon. And it worked. They fired up the little grill that they brought, started cooking sausage and bacon. And sure enough, here comes Neil running out of the woods.
And
this is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I do feel like that sets a bad precedent, though, like because Neil's just going to start running away.
Start running away.
Yeah. Getting bacon.
If I got sausage every time I ran away, you'd never see me.
Oh, okay.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, if you want to capitalize on other people being sick, This is the time to do it. American Airlines and Delta are slashing domestic flights up to 25%, which doesn't seem enough.
It really doesn't.
You still have to pay 75% of the fare. But American Airlines and Delta have announced plans to cut more flights as of this this week. The CEO of Southwest Airlines told employees he will take a 10% pay cut as the firm grapples with sagging passenger demands for flights. Also, does that seem like it's kind of writing on the wall? Like when the CEO comes out and he's like, hey, I'm going to take a 10% pay cut. Does that seem like it's about to be, and so are you? But who knows if that's
the case. Depends on the company. Like the when Nintendo, like I think about CEOs, like good time CEOs, the Nintendo CEO took zero. He foregoed all of his salary when Nintendo, like they were having some like real issues with the Wii U.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, and then they came back hard with the Nintendo Switch and everything has been good since then. But the thing that I don't really get about this guy taking a 10% pay cut, I mean, that's great if it's going to save a lot of jobs, but it's not really, it's not American Airlines' fault. It's not United's fault. It's not any of these,
you know, airlines' fault.
Yeah, it's not the carrier's fault that the world is sick right now. Like, this doesn't, that doesn't to me say you have a bad business model.
No.
It goes, everybody's sick and nobody wants to be around other sick people while traveling.
Well, and also, like, are the companies really that fragile where it's like we have to, the CEO has to take a 10%? I mean, this has been going on for not really that long.
Delta just gave out, didn't they just give out a giant?
Like a billion plus
dollars. Yeah, but they probably wish they would have saved that in their back pocket for like a month longer.
Yeah.
It just seems, it's just crazy. But you know what? Like I said, if you're going to save jobs, good on that guy. I mean, that's what a good leader does. You know, because him getting like $5 million less out of the $50 million that he's making,
of course.
As opposed to laying off, you know, a bunch of people, you know, like, 1,000 people who are making $50,000 a year. Yeah, that's a big difference.
We were talking about this last night with a friend of mine. I'm like, we really haven't seen anything like this ever in our lives.
Not that I can remember.
I mean, we've dealt with stuff before, Zika and the
swine flu
and, you know, SARS that stuff. But there's nothing where they've just shut down a whole country like they've done in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I can. Yeah. Not. I mean, never. unless it just happened and we didn't know about it, you know, because the internet wasn't around.
No.
I can't recall anything.
I mean, this isn't like, you know, everyone's like, oh, you're freaking out and this and that. And yeah, to a degree, people are freaking out. But understandably so. It's not the Black Plague where they can't
literally bury
people fast enough or anything like that. But at the same time, it is kind of spooky. I mean, you think about what's going on over in Italy and you go, man, like there's literally like no room at the hospitals. They're turning hallways into the ICU, which is kind of nuts. Like we just haven't seen anything like this.
Well, like I said a second ago, they just don't even have enough tests. So people are going back and forth and contaminating from one space to another. So like you're going to the ER and they're saying, okay, well, you might have flu. Go over here to your regular doctor. And they're passing it back and forth before the third time comes around and like, you know what? Finally, let's go ahead and test you. And then you've already passed it around if you even do have the actual coronavirus. So there's just not enough. There's just not enough safety precautions, I guess, because everybody's being passed around back and forth right now.
So I was talking to a friend who lives over in Japan, and he was saying that, you know, Japan's actually, their cases down in Japan have, like, gotten pretty, you know, everybody stayed inside, and it's a very respectful culture. And so you don't have people like, you know, you do here in America who are like, oh, I got to cough. I'm just going to go to a conference full of people and cough over everybody and whatever.
Or booking flights that are $50.
But he told me that he's concerned because he's got a teacher who's coming over to Japan to help teach English to Japanese people over there. He's concerned that they may get quarantined coming from America.
Wow.
So how crazy.
You think about how some of these countries have dealt with it. And I don't know if you guys have paid attention to South Korea and the way that they've figured out how to deal with this coronavirus. But looking at the charts, the way that they've been able to bend the curve, as they're calling it. I mean, they've done an exceptional job of kind of stomping this thing out. I mean, there's a lot of cases over there. And that was one of the countries on the no travel list. But because they've been so respectful to each other and a lot of people have quarantined themselves, when they start to feel ill, it's really dramatically dropped the number of new cases that are popping up with this. And that's where this next story leads us. A Missouri man has been accused of ignoring health officials' directions to self-quarantine when him and his daughter attended a dad-daughter dance at the school.
Why would you do this?
Yeah, and you're talking about, like, going around a bunch of kids because you want to go to a daddy. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I've been to those with my four-year-old, and they're really
there will be more
sweet, special events. But bingo, yeah, man. Like, there's going to be more of those. And also, do you know what makes a daddy-daughter dance a whole lot less special? When you infect an entire school of children, potentially, with this coronavirus, you dummy.
I am using the coronavirus to get out of every social obligation for the next 3 years at least. Can't do it. Can't. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know what's funny is that this guy in this next story actually tried to do that, only it wasn't a social obligation. It was a trial. He's a Alabama sheriff.
Okay.
And he's set to go on trial for felony theft charges. And he told the judge through his attorney that he wasn't able to come to court to face the charges because he might have the coronavirus.
Felony theft. Okay, we're going to bring the court to you then, sir.
I don't know, man. I like that defense, you know. It's like, you know, at least you're trying something different, right? You know, not like it wasn't me.
He's a sheriff. It makes me feel so icky. It makes me feel like it was so planned.
Here's a quote from the judge. I don't know what your tactic is, but it's condemned by the court, and the court will not tolerate it.
Woo!
I'm straight up coming
attaboy
in there just coughing constantly. Oh. That case will get thrown out immediately.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
So maybe not the stupidest thing I've done, but the stupidest thing that's happened to me while we're driving in a car is we were driving my friend's Ford Escape, I think, and we're going 70, and he swerves for a bunny rabbit, and we flip the car over 3 times and land on the edge of the median. We all freak out. No one's hurt, but about an hour later, the cops show up and everything, and they are surprised that we're all alive, and the most sobering thing we get told is, you guys were about 3 inches away from dying. So that was really cool.
Message oh, my gosh. Deleted. Did your parents ever tell you whenever you were driving that if it's a cat or a dog or whatever, if it's going to endanger your life, you got like you hit it. You have to hit it.
Sorry, man. Like, once. Yeah. If no. I'm not hitting another car, it's going to be
yeah.
It's whatever's in front of me, be it a squirrel, be it a bird.
Yeah, I mean, like not like purposefully hitting it, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't swerve and then barrel roll your car 3 times and endanger yourself.
Wait, they told you that?
Yeah, like, driver's ed, they do.
Yeah. Like, if it's a rabbit, I mean, or something. Like
anything.
Like don't
besides, like, maybe a person, but even if there's a person and there's other cars around, man, hey, man, it's one or the other.
That seems like it's really bad advice. Like, maybe just hit the brakes? I don't know.
Well, no, but, like, if you're going, like, if you're going down a street, like, there's a hot clip, like, that's 60 miles an hour.
A hot clip at 60.
Well, oh, I mean, like, on a windy road. On a windy road. I'm from the country.
A like, windy road.
We have, like, one lane windy roads in the backwoods.
Yeah, if there's cars around you, man, like, you got to plow forward.
Wait, now I'm embarrassed. Is this wrong?
No, Dave doesn't. Yes. You
and Mahoney are such nervous drivers.
No, we're not. This is what you're supposed to do. No. You don't hit other cars, man.
No, of course you're not going to hold your head onto another vehicle. Just, like, pull over onto the shoulder. Like, there's all
over the shoulder. If you're surrounded by cars or there's a one-lane road, what are you talking about?
Talking
like,
about,
look what these idiots did.
I'm not talking about if I have the ability to stop.
That's
don't
different.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm saying that if it's a 1 second train of thought where I have the decision to or to not in 1 second.
Don't swerve.
Somehow I doubt that the mental fortitude in that moment is
going
to be there.
If I'm going through the streets at 90 miles an hour.
You're just running over everything.
I was on the freeway.
Oh, God.
I was on Mahoney's right behind you, running over the dead bodies you just ran through.
It's not people. I'm saying, oh, my gosh, you're not.
I was taught this. I was on the freeway in, like, the middle lane, and there were 2 cars around me, and a car in front of me dropped a trash can.
Oh.
And I can't swerve. What do you do?
You had to hit the trash can?
I had to hit the trash can. Luckily, it was like a rubber one, but that sent that bitch like 300 feet in the air.
And then hit another car?
And then another car hit it, and that sent it like 300 feet in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a chain reaction that was It was pretty entertaining. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. This is Medic West 532, your favorite paramedic crew calling in. Just want to let you know that we started a new game thanks to you guys. It's called Find the Floridian. Anybody that we take to the hospital that kind of maybe fit the genre of what you guys describe, we find out that it is a Floridian. We put a little hash mark by it. We're getting pretty good at picking them out. Anyways, just wanted you guys to know. Have a great day.
Message deleted.
I love that so much.
If there is a fire at a double wide and somebody does not have a shirt on and there is a machete, it's definitely somebody from Florida.
100%.
That's just facts.
Oh, man.
I bet they wouldn't swerve for a squirrel either.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Florida, don't mess around.
Stop running over dogs, you creep.
I never hit a dog.
I never one time hit anything, but I'm just telling you that that was what I was taught.
I had a squirrel run into my car while I was driving.
That's why I
once.
Drive slow. You did?
Yeah, it was a really dumb squirrel.
Oh.
I had a pigeon the other day.
A pigeon? Did it have a cowboy hat on?
It flew right in front of my car and just...
Jim the Birdman's going to straight up machete you, man.
It wasn't my fault, man. I was driving down the road and it flew right in front of my car.
Uh-huh. You couldn't swerve, Dave? You just couldn't pull over to the side?
No,
monster.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So old Alex Jones gets busted for a DWI. If you don't know who this moron is, he is the InfoWars host, the one who, you know, said that the whole thing with Sandy Hook was made up and was encouraging his dumb listeners to harass the families of people that had their children murdered. You know, pretty cool stuff, Alex Jones. He got busted in Travis County in Texas. He was on the streets about 4 a.m. and he was drunk, according to the police officers that arrested him. It was in the Austin area. Cops were called to his house for a family disturbance. When they arrived, his wife claims that they had a verbal altercation and that it was physical earlier in the day. She allegedly told the officer he took off in his car and was possibly drinking. Cops caught up with him shortly afterwards, sometime around 10 p.m. on Monday night, pulled him over. The arrest report says the officer detected a strong odor of booze coming from him. He admitted that he had drank a bottle of sake while him and his wife were at a sushi restaurant a couple hours earlier, and they got into an argument. Jones told the officer that he walked home, but the argument continued there, so he decided to go to another residence to get away from her. Jones demonstrated some impairment during a field sobriety test, and sure enough, he blew a level of alcohol on him that was over the legal limit, and so sure enough, he got arrested for operating a vehicle while under the influence.
The reason this guy is a especially giant piece of garbage is because he knows better. He knows better than to be spreading. He knows that the information that he is putting out is fake. It's all just garbage, and it's meant to just exploit people, get people riled up, and for him to profit off of it. Plain and simple. And he knows better, and that's what makes him an especially giant douchebag.
So according to this report, he's talking about this argument with his wife.
Uh-huh.
What's really strange about it, though, is that he divorced his previous wife in 2015, and he has not remarried, according to all the reports that I've seen. And so who this imaginary wife is, or why she's being called a wife or whatever it may be, is pretty interesting.
Because he was in a pretty long and drawn-out court battle for custody of their children, and one of the big things that came out was he's like, no, this is all an act. And, you know, Alex Jones, the broadcaster, is different than the Alex Jones, the guy, all this. And then he gets back onto his
he was
radio
losing
show.
Of his kids, essentially.
Yeah. And then he gets back onto his radio show and immediately contradicts everything that he said in court. No, I was just putting on a show for the courts.
Okay.
Just like, God, this dude, just go away, man.
Mm-hmm.
You are a cancer upon the society.
Mm-hmm. I do love that whoever this wife is, whether it's his ex-wife or his girlfriend or fiance or whatever, is just straight up calling the cops on him and telling them where to find his drunk ass while he's driving around.
And like, you know
things are real bad when your wife is just straight up calling the police on you and diming you out.
And you drank more than one bottle of sake. One bottle of sake is not going to get you over the legal limit.
Yeah. So a common artificial sweetener might be making you fatter and sicker, according to a new study.
That's why I stick with the real thing. I just go with straight sugar.
Yes.
That's why I love Mexican Coke, man.
This is the stuff that's found in Sucra Plus and Splenda. I mean, and it's basically a combination of different things in these artificial sweeteners. And sure enough, they found that, yeah, it's probably really bad for you, which I don't know if that's really a surprise, is it?
No.
I mean, if something's so sweet and it has zero calories, like, how does that happen?
Yeah, right?
Like, I mean,
I don't think that those balance.
Yeah, it's like there's something, there is some black magic witchcraft happening with this Splenda. Mm-hmm. Or remember the Olestra from a few years ago?
No.
That was the one that made you poop everywhere. They were putting that in potato chips.
Guys, like, I mean, that's so, yeah, why. According to a study by Purdue University, it showed that artificial sweeteners could result in higher blood pressure, weight gain, increased risk of diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. Like, just be fat.
Yeah. Like, do you ever drink?
Fat is, no, like artificial sweeteners?
No, I'm saying like diet sodas. Is anybody a diet soda drinker in
no.
here?
No.
Because every time I feel like I'm drinking a diet soda, I feel like I want to die.
Really? Why? Because you don't like the taste? Or?
Oh, it tastes terrible. Garbage. It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a reason why 3/4 of the word diet is die.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I would rather die than drink diet soda. 100%. With you.
It's a man who loves the original Mexican Coca-Cola in a glass.
That's probably. Right. Not the fake American Coke in a glass.
No.
The OG Mexican Coke with cane sugar.
Ooh, so good.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Tyler joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for a round of the Movie Quote Quiz. Tyler, what's up, man? How you doing?
What is going on, you guys? I'm doing pretty good.
Love to hear. Tell us what your favorite movie is.
Happy Gilmore, Hot Rod.
Hot Rod, really?
I love Hot Rod. That's such an underrated comedy.
What is Hot Rod?
It was with Andy Samberg. It was like his first like big feature film.
So good.
That's on your short list for your favorite movies? Really? Okay.
Yeah. It gives me pause. I mean, maybe I need to go back and watch it.
It's extremely funny. I highly recommend it.
Got a total of 5 quotes for you here, and these are all just short quotes. So you have to figure out what the movie is based on these quotes. If you get 3 out of 5, you win today. Simple enough.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll play each quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. You only have 5 seconds to figure it out after it plays that second time. Here we go with quote number 1 in the Movie Quote Quiz.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking body. Smell, you know, that gasoline smell. It smelled like victory.
Famous war film.
Well, the smell of napalm in the morning.
I don't think
you
need to give that
up. All them here and say Saving Private Ryan.
Close.
No, that's
close.
I mean, ish. Is it really close?
No, not really.
So.
It's
I mean,
like 3 decades apart.
It's okay.
Yeah, 25 years.
That was
Apocalypse Now.
That was Apocalypse Now.
Okay.
All right, man. This may be a tough movie quote quiz.
Let's
for
see. Let's
all right,
see.
Tyler.
I haven't seen that one.
Fair enough. Go back
Tyler,
and watch it.
Me
go
either.
Back and watch it. I mean, it's a famous movie clip.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Here we go on to number 2.
I volunteer as tribute.
Oh.
I believe we have a volunteer.
She's so hot.
What?
She is. She's.
Hunger Games.
Heck yeah.
There he is.
Also, a Kentucky girl.
You don't get Apocalypse Now, but you get Hunger Games.
Listen.
All right.
What are you doing?
We know his lane now.
What are you doing with your life,
we
Tyler?
We know his lane
he
now,
said his favorite
okay?
movie was Hot Rod. Like, of course he's not going to get Apocalypse Now.
Okay.
It came out in what year? Like, 1940?
Oh, please.
All right.
Before MASH came out.
No, it did not come out before MASH.
It did, for sure.
It certainly
look
did
it
not. You people don't know anything.
Yep,
it came out
sure
in
did.
The 80s.
I'm going to change it
MASH
on Wikipedia
came out in the
right
70s.
Now. I'm going to change it on Wiki.
Okay, are we ready for number 3?
I just looked it up. 1901.
It's funny that there was sound there. I wonder how that worked. Yeah. All right.
Actually, no, in 1979. It's 41 years old.
Wow.
Okay.
Still holds up.
Holds up. Mm-hmm. Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The hell on, Felicia. Remember that. Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a f. Craig.
Bye, Felicia.
Craig.
Classic.
This is a classic.
Man. What's up? That phrase in the movie is top flight scary of the world. I can't remember.
How are you going to get fired on your day off?
Mahoney, shut up. Stop giving Friday. Additional hints.
Yeah, he said it.
Did he say it?
Yeah.
You got it. Dave, he needs all that.
Bye, Felicia.
He needs all the help that he can get.
How are you going to give it? That's like one of the most iconic lines ever. Bye, Felicia.
He missed Apocalypse Now.
That came out in 1979.
All right, Dave.
No more hints.
You got two correct. Mahoney, stop being such a softy. Here we go. You can win it right here if you get this one correct.
You got nothing left. Yeah, you do. You got one strike left. You got an angel with you right now. Just got here.
Oh, I know this. Oh, man.
5 seconds.
Oh, man. Can I hear it one more time?
Okay, but then you will have 5 seconds to answer.
You got nothing left. Yeah, you do. You got one strike left. You got an angel with you right now. Just got here.
For the win.
Come on.
It's a baseball movie, right? That's a...
No, it's a football movie. Yes.
Oh, it's a baseball movie. No, it's a baseball movie.
Of course it is. One strike.
3 seconds, 2, 1.
Was it Angels in the Outfield?
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
Angels
in the Outfield.
Yeah,
it's the only Danny Glover divine intervention baseball movie out there. Yes.
Okay.
It's the only one I know.
The final one, people.
Please.
You got two incorrect, two correct. It all comes down to this fifth and final one. Come on, Tom.
I'm not going
to
call him Dad.
Brennan, you're 39 years old. I would not expect you to call him Dad.
Well, I'm not going to, ever. Even if there's a fire.
That's my other favorite movie, Step Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
So you technically really, really confidently knew two, Hunger Games and Step Brothers.
Well, we know what Tyler's all about.
Yeah, and somehow Brendan, who's 39 years old, still not as old as Apocalypse Now.
KXTEFM HD1 Provo, Las Vegas. The radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the Morning Show on X1075.
Okay, Tyler! Damn it! Don't talk over the imaging!
I don't even think he can hear it.
All right, no, he can't. Tyler, what's the favor? What do you want?
I was going to say, I'm playing, my band and I are playing at the House of Blues April 10th. Like, I was going to put some tickets on for you guys at Will Call.
Yeah, we're not coming.
Mahoney!
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a former Los Angeles City Council member was arrested on charges of lying to the FBI during a probe of his alleged acceptance of cash, female escort services, hotel rooms and meals from a businessman during trips to Las Vegas, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. He was named in a 7-county indictment in January. He's 49 years old, of Santa Monica, surrendered to FBI agents, charged with 1 count of scheming to falsify material facts, 3 counts of making false statements, 3 counts of witness tampering, and federal authorities allege he was trying to cover up his acceptance of cash and other services from an unidentified businessman who operates companies in Los Angeles relating to major development projects and sought to increase his business opportunities in the city.
Since when is it illegal for politicians to take bribes? Since when?
Since never.
Isn't that the way the whole system is set up?
Constitutionally, there's an issue there.
I thought it was written into the Constitution.
I think so too.
That why else would you want to become a politician other than getting lavish dinners from mysterious businessmen?
If you can't bribe politicians with
a lion,
with hookers and hotel rooms, like what? I don't even know how this thing works.
Dave,
anymore.
Do you have the information on what exactly this businessman bribed this former LA council member with?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. So he gave him an envelope containing $10,000 in cash in a casino bathroom.
Okay.
Why can't you just do it in the room?
Yeah.
Why do you got to go to the bathroom?
Prosecutors claim that the businessman paid about $2,500 for dinner and drinks for him, his four traveling companions. And the businessman also paid about $24,000 for bottle service at a nightclub.
What? A nightclub.
Who spends $24,000 on bottle service?
Also,
just set the money on fire.
Also, Mitchell, you're 49. Like,
settle down.
chill with going to chaos. Old douche.
Yeah, dude, you don't need a booth next to the DJ at Hakkasan.
They got to get it for the gram. So
this businessman blew $24,000.
$24,000 for bottle service for the group at the nightclub, and they paid another $10,000 for bottle service at the same nightclub, according to the indictment. And when the group went back to the hotel, the businessman paid between $300 and $400 for two female escorts. You're going to drop $34,000 on vodka, but then you're going to pay $150 a hooker?
All of that, you know that they spend $24,000 at the club, and not one chick who was mooching off of those bottles decided to stay afterwards.
49-year-old Mitchell was only good for the Tito's.
$400. One of them was definitely a dude.
Between $300 and $400 for two of them, right?
One girl got sloppy drunk enough where she was like, meh, I guess. What in the world?
$24,000 on booze. And
no, guys, that was $24,000 on the first round, and then an additional $10,000, 34 large in total, and then you only
losers.
Have $300 left for two.
Jeez.
Well, I guess if I drank $34,000 worth of liquor, I think a $150 hooker would probably look pretty good, too.
probably do it for you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, man. Dude, should those numbers be reversed?
Right? Like, spend up on your lady of the night. Supposedly. $34,000 worth of vodka, Mitchell.
You belong in jail.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Your most expensive day ever. What is it? You can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. The birth of my third child was my most expensive day ever. This one texted over to us. My first were $20 and $40 each because they were born when I was in the military.
Oh,
my last one, born when I was not in the military, and that cost me over $12,000.
Is that what you got to pay for a kid?
I don't know. I just put it on a credit card.
Oh, gosh, that's terrifying.
So I've already taken out a credit card in my unborn child's name.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what's the unborn kid's social? I need to open a line of credit.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, really, though? Are they that expensive to have a baby?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what your insurance is, right? But, I mean, yeah, like everything medical costs an arm and a leg. And speaking of that, literally here, a leg.
Oh, my gosh.
This one got texted or posted on our Facebook page. It said from Jonathan, I was in Athens, Greece, and the knee on my artificial leg broke. It cost me $8,000 to replace the most expensive souvenir ever.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, you can't not have a leg.
Yeah.
I'll take care of that later.
Especially when you're traveling overseas.
The knee broke.
Put it on my kid's visa.
Knees overseas.
Knees overseas.
That should have been his GoFundMe page.
Yes.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I mean, I'd donate.
Yeah, I'd definitely
donate. Overseas, come on.
I mean, if it's a Facebook one, I mean, like, because at least the Facebook one, it's just like a one-click donate now.
Yeah, I mean, you just earn yourself $5 from me if you come up with something that rhymes like that.
Fair enough.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is the most expensive day that you've ever had? Text us at 73100. The day I got married, I lost everything, money, freedom, or even the ability to reasonably choose a restaurant, name redacted, to protect the innocent.
Isn't it usually not the day that you get married, but the day you get divorced? Traditionally, is the biggest day you lose?
I guess.
Or gain, depending on. I know, I got to find it. You know, like, yeah,
there are some people who are much happier divorced.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. There are some people that should not be couples.
Nope.
100%.
Now, you hear people that are like, oh, I wish I could find that person. You're like, yeah, I mean, everyone does. But you know what's
Sometimes it takes a couple tries.
Yeah, and not being stuck in a relationship you hate is worth its weight in gold.
Mm-mm.
This one, buying a house. Hello, 30 years of debt.
Oh, that's a
refinance
scary.
Right now, man. 15%. It's like the interest rates are at like an all-time low. 15-year, baby. Do a 15-year.
Here is an anonymous one. Got a bonus check for $42,000. Went crazy and did the high limit $25 and $50 video poker.
Oh, no.
Lost it all, plus the 20K and 10K jackpots. Went to the bathroom, threw up, never gambled since.
Wow.
Casinos hounding me to come back with lots of free offers. Bad, bad day.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Blew through $42,000.
So $42,000.
Post-tax dollars. Post-tax. Well,
post-tax dollars, but then you talk about hitting the jackpots for $20,000 and $10,000.
So another.
And you lose that as well. But so you lost the $42,000, you lost the $20,000 jackpot, the $10,000 jackpot. So you're talking about $72,000 in total. But
not to mention all the other little wins in there too, probably.
Well, but those are taxables too, and so that gets reported as income.
Well, I mean, you can if you have a player's card though, you can show
if you have
that
a player's
you lost
card,
that.
You can show that you lost it all, right? But if you don't, or you didn't have your player's card in, or whatever the case is. And it just shows that you won that money, and it doesn't show that you lost it.
You're gonna get.
So you have to pay taxes on money that you don't have.
That's another $10,000. Oh, no. Off a $30,000 tax. Well, that's another 10 G's.
Jeez, what a nightmare!
I mean, but good on you.
Went to the bathroom, threw up, and never gambled.
But good
again.
For you for stopping. Like, I mean, like
way to learn a lesson the really expensive,
the
way.
The terrible.
I've
way.
Had, I've had some bad nights gambling, but never. Like, not I mean, like 10 G's for me, you know, but that has not stopped me from gambling.
Was that your most expensive night ever, Mahoney?
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was one, I don't want to say most expensive, but that was the most I've ever lost gambling in a single night. Yeah.
But what was your most expensive then? If it wasn't 10 G's.
Let's just say it involved $34,000 in vodka and a dude named Mitchell.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your most expensive day ever? Got some good ones coming in on the text line as well on social media. This one, in 2013, I wrecked my motorcycle, had a bill from the hospital for $143,000.
Wait, why are so many people's hospital bills so high? There's another one up on the text line, 73100. Most expensive day. My washer broke, later went to the gym, broke my arm, spent a week in the hospital because of how bad it was.
Oh, no.
$148,000. What in the world?
Jim said the day my son told us he didn't want his full ride scholarship at a California private university because he wanted to go to another school that didn't offer a scholarship, $40,000 per year gone. $160,000 is a conservative estimate.
I would say, Dave, you put yourself in that position with your daughter. When she's getting ready to graduate high school, has got a full ride into a private university or 40 G's out of pocket. Like
40 G's a year.
40. Yeah, 40 G's a year out of pocket.
So it really comes down to, okay, how do I break this to my kid that they're not really that smart?
Well, no, they're obviously very smart if they got a full ride scholarship to a private university or they're
or
a very
they
good
just
athlete.
Or are friends with Becky from Full House. Like, I mean, like, it's.
And Becky still had to pay, though, Dave. I'm just saying, like, for something like that, I would be like, yeah, sure, you can go to the $40,000 a year university. I'm not paying for it. There's zero chance that's happening.
See, but then whenever you're in a certain tax bracket, you can't even get student loans. So, like, you can't even, like, sit here and be like, well, you know what? I need a FAFSA to help me out. And then so then you have to either just not go to that school or you can't even get a loan.
Or go get emancipated. You can get emancipated.
Yeah, true.
But, like, if you've got a $120,000 scholarship.
Emancipated. Shut up.
That's what you do, Dave. If your parents make too much money.
You get emancipated from them so that you can qualify for student loans and all of that, grants and stuff.
Well, I grew up a poor kid. That was never a worry for me.
I had to wait to 20. I think it was 24 years old, and then you can qualify for your own independence from your parents at that point, and then start all over again from college. That's what I had to do. Isn't that ridiculous?
Just be able to
go to school. God.
So this is no $160,000 schooling estimate from Jim, but this is more relatable. I think Jacob said. Last day of vacation, bags packed, ready to get on a flight later in the evening. Decided to spend the day at the pool having some drinks till we needed to go to the airport. Ended up with a $1,200 bar tab. Had to rebook our flights for the next day for three of us, $780. Rebooked the resort for one more day, $600. Extended the rental car, $100. And that was about the stupidest, most amount of money spent in a single day.
Oh, man. I love that so much.
Vacation drinking, man.
I mean, I know. When you're on vacation, though, and because, like, I don't know. Are you guys $2,700
just because you're like day drunk at the pool?
Yep.
When you guys
been
are on,
there, buddy.
When you're on vacation, though, do you? Because like when I'm on vacation, I only use my credit card because usually we're out of state or somewhere else, so I'm only using my credit card. And when you're using your credit card, doesn't it not feel like you're actually spending that money?
Oh, no, you're just swiping.
Like during that time, and then you get home, and then like the month after, that credit card bill comes due, and you're like, oh, God.
So when my brother got married this past year down in Turks and Caicos,
yeah,
same thing that they do at all the resorts now, which is like, oh, just charge it to your room, charge it to your room, don't think about it, charge it to your room, have a great time, blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, everything at the resort, you know, as they're charging you $19 a drink, you know, and you think about it because you're just like, yeah, put it on the room. And then at the end of the stay, they give you a bill right before you get into this sweaty taxi to go to the airport. And you're just like,
hungover.
Oh, my God.
So
this was such a terrible decision.
So what was that? What was that bill?
You really want to know?
Yeah,
of course we do.
$11,000.
Oh my God!
But that included the room, you know. So that's
your brother owes you a used key.
Oh my God!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Oh my God! X107.5.
Oh, I quit. Yeah. No wedding is.
Like, you guys better not get divorced, man.
You owe me $11,000.
Put a lien on their house.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, your most expensive day ever. Some of these just make me feel good about the times when I've donked off a bunch of money because it's not this much. Amanda said, my appendix ruptured after I qualified for insurance, but it didn't kick in for another month. $50,000 in medical bills or die.
Oh, my gosh. Mahoney and I were actually just talking about this gallbladder and my appendectomy that I ended up having. And it was not, gosh, I mean, even with insurance, still like $1,200.
Oh, yeah.
Mine
was still costly.
Yeah, my gallbladder. I unless my parents just didn't tell me and they paid all the bills, which very well could have happened. But
little one child baby boy.
Yeah, but going to the emergency room and spending like 5 days in the hospital only cost me like $200 back in the day.
Jennifer said the day I had my sweet baby boy at 36 weeks, didn't have insurance, had to have NICU on hand, spent 24 hours in NICU for jaundice. He is our $30,000 baby.
Oh, and he's cute as ever, I'm sure.
Totally worth it.
Yeah,
of course.
That's, you know, way better than blowing it gambling.
Yeah, no kidding.
My second car accident cost me $30,000 in attorney fees, $60,000 in medical. That's still unresolved. I ran out of money. Also cost me my job because I didn't qualify for insurance. May 3rd, 2015, the absolute worst day.
Oh, that's awful.
That is really bad. This one on Butter Text Line, too. One day when I was in Denver with my ex, I spent $1,100 on a club night. Then I got hit by a car jaywalking because the person in front of me used me to get out of the way. Still alive, though, so it's good. So you, dude, you just got shoved in front of a car? Are you sure it was on accident?
Wait, the person was in front of you as well. Like, how is that possible?
They tripped him. They tripped him. It was all the long con.
Yeah, you don't got to be the fastest. You just can't be the slowest.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I was just thinking, you guys are from all different parts of the country, but I don't really hear too much of an accent with any of you besides Audrey. Did you guys, used to have accents and lost them, or do you purposely try to hide them like some people do? Just curious.
Message deleted.
No, Mahoney and I are just from boring states.
The most generic place on the planet, Missouri and Minnesota.
I shouldn't say boring states. I should say when it comes to clever accents, you don't get a lot of that out of Minnesota unless you go into the rural parts of Minnesota.
Real north towards Canada.
You know, that sort of thing. Ian's definitely got an accent, though, for sure.
I mean, it's a Chicago / Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah, it's a weird, hey, man, come on. But it don't sound like a duck.
But Ian's isn't that bad overall. I would say it's pretty generic. Audrey, we got sometimes the Southern comes out, the Bama.
Whenever I get excited or tipsy.
Yep, right there.
Whenever I get excited or tipsy, or talk about being excited or tipsy.
Oh, my God. Now I am very nervous to speak.
My wife.
Why are you carrying a banjo right now? That's weird.
Have those always been George, or did you just cut the legs off?
I just ripped the sleeves off my shirt, too, there, brother.
So. But isn't it so weird, though, because, like, how an accent can make somebody more attractive in certain ways?
So it depends on the accent, right? Like, Southern accents go very well on women.
Yes.
Yeah, guys.
I hate a Southern accent on a guy, but, like, if you've got, like, a Southern belle, yeah, that's hot.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also different, like, Southern accents. I think one of the most beautiful Southern accents in the world is from Georgia.
Yeah,
on women.
Georgia.
Because it's just, like, the true Southern belle, mm-hmm. right? But then whenever you get over for men, if it's that Texas accent, it's got a little bit more grit to it. But everywhere else just sounds like just not as like, I'm a rancher man.
I like the Bayou French.
Oh,
accent.
The Bayou.
I love that one. That's
they don't even say specific. They cut out words in their sentences.
I know. It's just interesting to listen.
Hands down, the best accent, men, women, doesn't matter, Australian.
I
100%.
I disagree. Right. Whatever language the dude from LSU is speaking. The head coach from LSU.
Coach O?
Go Gators.
Gosh.
The best meme that I ever saw is that if a crocodile had a voice, it would be that of Coach O.
Go Tigers.
We're going Tigers.
Go Tigers.
He sounds so hoarse.
He does.
Please leave a message Mario's after the tone.
I'm going to let you in on my weird on-my-way-to-work thoughts, primarily because right now I'm looking at my nasty-ass hands on the steering wheel while I'm driving. Because, you know, anyone there bite your nails? Like, I have the worst habit of this. I can't cut it out. I won't cut it out. I don't know. Do you all have any bad, disgusting habits?
Message deleted.
Hey, man, if you are still biting your nails amid everything that's going on right now, you need to go to the doctor.
You need to start wearing gloves.
Gloves. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good way to stop it.
I cannot, like, there is something so gross about biting nails, though.
Does it freak you out?
It just, I mean, like, I think I've maybe bit off a nail one time in my life, and my fingernails were so, they felt so, like, dirty and jagged.
That's where the flavor comes.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's
the flavor. Between you biting your nails and Ian eating his boogers, we are the grossest show on radio.
I don't bite my nails. I put acrylics on, so I don't.
One time, because I'm a nail biter as well, one time I didn't get all the nail off, but there was a boog in there, and I went in with the nail still on, gave myself a nosebleed.
I've done that with my ear.
Oh God.
What's wrong with
I got dry
us?
Skin in there, so I, like, pick at it.
That's even grosser.
No, it's not.
Please tell me you eat it.
I don't eat it. No, you don't eat earwax.
Shelby.
I got a lot of earwax, people.
Shelby little snack.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
I feel like this is a pretty deliberate line in the sand here. You're either on one side of it or the other, and I know where I am, but let me ask you guys, do you share your towel in the bathroom with your significant other?
No.
No, not that I'm aware of.
We do not.
I don't have separate, like, spaces, though. He might accidentally grab it.
I'm poor, so yeah, we do.
You're gonna have two towels.
Towels are expensive.
You can get a towel from $1 at the dollar store.
First off, I
don't want to get
poor.
A rash.
You just like to pretend to be poor.
Oh, I do not, Dave. Yes, we share towels because we love each other. Because we love each other.
You both have jobs.
Yeah, we got jobs. But it's a towel.
You can afford a towel.
It's a towel.
I will buy you a towel.
Or a dish rag. Just go get a dish rag.
I need a comfy towel, though. Don't give me
my wife doesn't even use towels. She's got a robe, and it's awesome.
Ooh,
I can't imagine sharing a towel. And the reason why is because I hate damp towels.
Ooh, it's the worst.
Mm-mm.
And it would make me mad every single day if I went to go grab my towel and it was damp. So, no, absolutely no sharing of towels in the Farrah household. However, we are in the minority. 56% of couples say they share their towels.
What?
And the reason why the story came up is because there's a lot of things, bacteria, fecal bacteria, E. coli even, that's found on towels.
What?
And so they're saying, because, I mean, when you have your towel, like, you know what part you dry your face with and you dry your ass with, and they're different parts of the towel,
100%.
Right? At least for me, that's how it goes.
That's the other side of the towel for me. When I get out, I put it on, and then the other side, that's for the bum.
Wait, that's crazy. I guess I don't really pay attention on the second day, though. Do you have a specific spot for second day use of your towel?
Your towel forgets.
Yeah. Yeah. I hang my towel the same way every time, and so I know which part is the butt part and then the face part. But 36% of people say they would never share a towel. However, the majority, 56% of couples, say they share their towels.
I would share my toothbrush with my wife before I shared my towel.
No way.
Yeah, because you're not brushing, because you're not brushing your butthole with it. Yes.
Facts. But my butthole is clean. It's not like I'm
That's
sitting.
What you think.
I'm just being Mahoney, though? Just doing
yes.
the whole, like,
I met clean. Your ex-boyfriend, Chad. Come on now.
Uh-huh. It's clean.
That's why we need bidets here in America.
So speaking of, yes, we do. I'm with you on your campaign to get more bidets. And you know what's funny is that ever since we started talking about bidets on this radio show, I am now getting served ads on Instagram
for bidets?
Tushy or something like that. Yeah, it's bidets that they're selling. And I'm like, stop listening to me.
Right now would be the perfect time. You can't find toilet paper anywhere.
Yeah.
I want a built-in bidet. I don't want one of these crappy attachments. I want a straight-up built-in bidet.
Oh, God. Yeah, and
it has to have the pressure of a fire hose to make you feel alive.
It'd be able to clear paint off a wall.
You'd be hairless in a week.
Yeah. That benefits everybody.
Wait, what?
Including my nasty ass
towel.
You
and your wife into.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
So these are all real posts that we find online. And there's people looking for love. Mahoney, it is our duty. We took a solemn oath to help the freaks connect with each other. And that's what the Misconnection Inspection really becomes. Us amplifying these messages of individuals that are out there looking for their true soulmate.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there is nothing worse than when you are not dating anybody and you're alone and you're lonely and you have a moment and you think about what could have been if you would have just spoken up. And that's why we feel like the internet is such a wonderful place to let these people possibly reconnect.
Of course.
You never have to think what would have been, what should have been, when you have Craigslist.
No.
And that's where we start today with a title of a post that is Blonde Walking Out of a Gas Station.
Mm.
We smiled at each other as you walked out of the gas station. I was walking in. Then I was leaving the gas station, and I saw you in my side view mirror bashing your knee against the door, yelling, "What the F?" Anyways, chime in.
I mean, is there anything worse than hitting your knee and get that, like, one spot, that, like, funny bone spot in your entire leg goes numb?
What the?
I mean.
He's into crazy.
You just want to fall to the ground and just, that's it.
I like a woman who could speak her mind. Well, do we know if this was a woman or not? Maybe it was a sexy blonde man.
Oh, yeah.
This is male for female.
Oh, okay.
Yes, male for female.
Okay.
Of course. This one is titled At Chili's Tonight. And as we know, many of the great love stories of our day start at Chili's.
I prefer to take all of my dates to Chili's when we first start dating.
I prefer Applebee's. 2 for 20. I don't know if I like you.
Set the bar low.
You were the amazing-looking, full-figured lady. We had a conversation about Cancun. I was the good-looking gentleman that gave you a white rose.
Hell yeah.
What?
What does he think? He's done The Bachelor?
What is
you just bring one with
carry
just in
a bunch
case.
Of white roses with you to Chili's?
Chili's?
Also, doesn't white roses mean like peace?
I thought that was friendship.
It's like a peace offering. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is it white? Yeah,
white? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like friendship.
Anyway, I thought you were amazing. I would love to have you over for a drink, winky smiley face.
Mm.
Reply and let's connect if you're reading this spelled you're wrong.
Of course.
And would love to hook up with three U's.
Ew.
Wait,
a great
three
single
U's.
Middle-aged guy. Yeah, he
put, wait, how does
hook,
it spell?
H-U-U-U-K.
Are you sure that's not? I love to.
This one is.
Oh, God, that hurt my throat. I'm lightheaded.
Well, you're not the only one. This one's just entitled Woman.
Okay. Simple.
You,
I like it.
You were absolutely jaw-dropping with curves in all the right places. I'm terrible at talking to women. 12-year relationship tends to do that.
Wow. So he's in a relationship searching?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's recently out of a 12-year relationship. This is how I'm reading it.
Any woman with jaw-dropping curves will do. Just respond.
I would hope the curves are in all the right places, though. I don't like curves that are in places they shouldn't be.
Yeah, like, why do you have that extra curve in your back?
In your
like,
ankle. Yeah,
it's scoliosis.
Scoliosis. A straight 90-degree ankle.
Oh, God. This one, just entitled Jennifer. Hopefully you see this. Jennifer, you helped me at O'Reilly Parts. You are very sweet. I think we connected. If you think so too, hit me up. No, man, she was trying to sell you a carburetor. She was doing her job.
She wants to upgrade you to those super deluxe windshield wipers.
How about this, Mahoney? I don't know which one of us this is for, but the older, heavyset man with the big belly.
Oh. Tell me you more.
Ian, is this guy for guy?
Yes, it is.
Of course.
Yes, it is.
You are the older man with the big belly. It was totally one-sided. I left my clothes on. I really want to bury my face under your big belly again.
I hate this.
But he left his...
He said it was one-sided.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like fetishy.
Well, one guy's gathering. A giver.
Yep. Very generous. Yeah.
You want to stick with the dude for dude?
Sure.
This one is entitled, We Met in the Restroom,
Hell
Male
yeah.
for Male. Specifically at the urinals without any dividers. I hope we can meet again.
Oh, no.
No,
see,
I do not.
This is why.
He peaked.
Stop hammerhawking
no,
me,
I mean,
man.
I'm mad. Hey, you know what, Dave? If this is if it works for you, but you just know your audience, right? You know?
What?
Yes, read the room.
Yeah, read the room. Because, like, yeah. You know, if you got, if I was into dudes... And
he's flinging around or something?
Well, like, there's another dude over there who was also into dudes,
know?
And he's checking it out.
Yeah,
and
how do you let just like hold it and it's like, yeah.
I feel like there's a look that you give each
around.
Other. Like, as dudes, we walk into a bathroom, and I'm just, I don't even look, like, you don't look over.
Yeah, no.
There's no looking
look
anywhere. It's just like, I even let you look up.
So
I don't even look at my own junk.
So do you just like look down, look over at him, and just do
you know,
like a
don't
little
look,
eyebrow
you know,
raise?
I feel like you don't look over because that is
But is that,
rude.
But is no. that but how it, you but, let somebody know that you're but, that you're ready?
So, but if you're like walking, I feel like if you would walk into a bathroom and then they look over and they kind of like give you the like over the shoulder look,
sub.
Like to see like what's going on, you know. And
there's very distinct looks. There's
yes.
no elongated eye contact. In a bathroom whatsoever.
Mahoney knows way too much about this. This is actually
how about we just like don't get hit on in the bathroom? I feel like this is just really uncomfortable.
Yeah, can we just meet like at a bar or something or a Home Depot like everyone else?
Or Craigslist.
This one is entitled, Craigslist. One final one here. I landscape your backyard. This is male for female.
This is literally or figuratively?
Maybe both. It was a few years ago. I did concrete and artificial turf with rock in your backyard. You live by the pig farm. We hooked up the day I came out to give you the bid. When I knocked on the door, you told me to meet you in the backyard. When you came out, you had only a nightshirt on. When I bent down to check the valves, I noticed you had nothing on under the shirt. I said to you that it all looks good. We had the relations in your front room on the couch. I would like to meet again if you're still around or find someone that needs work done.
See, now I'm nervous that this was a post about Mahoney because there was rocks in his backyard. Nah, we all know he likes to keep his meth in his butt, so.
You know where she lives, man. You landscaped that backyard. Pull up the old files.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the coronavirus still top of mind for everyone, and MGM Resorts saying that they are temporarily closing the buffets at all of their properties effective March 15th. The buffets at MGM Grand, Aria, Bellagio, Mandalay Bay, Mirage, Luxor, and Excalibur are closed as a result of fears that the coronavirus is spreading.
Doesn't that seem a little weird that they're like it's still like 4 days away?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Like,
also,
if
like,
it was that big of an issue, which obviously we're all trying to be safe, but like, wouldn't you just like close them today?
Yeah, like maybe like don't get through the roast that you have.
We got a lot of prime rib, Dave.
We got a lot of prime rib, a lot of crab legs, a lot of Jello. We got to get it out.
We made way too much Jello.
Also, it just seems weird that, I mean, I get that you have to preemptively plan for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
it just seems like a strange move to me. But I'll just go on record saying what I've always felt. Buffets are gross anyhow. I'm not.
I love like, eating Chinese like a, food with roast beef.
That's the thing. It's like I always end up putting crab legs and Jell-O together. It's like
crab legs and Jell-O is a good mix.
It is not.
How dare
it
you?
It is not. No, and it's just like one big potluck. We've talked about how awful potlucks are.
Yeah, but
no.
At least it's like here's the thing. Like MGM, I don't know if I've eaten at any of the MGM buffets that I can remember, but I like Caesar's Bacchanal Buffet. Is pretty damn good.
I mean, if you're going for quantity, not quality, sure. But like for me, like I would just prefer to have like one good piece of steak as opposed to 11 pieces of meh. Chicken and salmon and
you've never eaten at the Bacchanal buffet, man.
I guess
Wynn buffet. Wynn buffet is pretty good too.
Is it?
Not for me.
Yeah,
not for me.
I didn't love the what was it? The greasy spoon or whatever it's called over at
was it the Cosmo?
Cosmo. Yeah.
That one.
Not so much.
But it's been years, so that one didn't hit me right. But Bacchanal and Wynn, legit buffets.
None of them ever hit me right after. None.
No.
None. I never feel good after I leave a buffet.
Feel good.
You want to hear a funny story? Audrey's probably never hear this. We went to the, my dad loves, he loves buffets. And so it was my wife, when she was just my girlfriend at the time, we'd only been dating for like maybe a year or two. And it was my mom and my dad, and we were going to the Bacchanal buffet to eat.
Okay.
And I had an accident in my pants before we got to the buffet.
Before the buffet.
I don't know how that happened. I just think the thought of it.
Your body was preparing itself.
How did you do that?
I had to go. So you know where those escalators are?
Yeah. An unconscious decision. Just a conscious uncoupling of your bowels.
His body thought he died.
Well, I bet on a fart and lost.
On a fart and lost.
So I take those
Why do you keep betting on these farts? Yes. You have a worse record of betting on farts than you do blackjack.
No, I think that you should just start taking the odds as always a fail
so
at this point.
I take those escalators down to the bathrooms down at Caesars, and I had to remove my boxers and ditch them in. In one of the trash cans down there, and then
Hi, security. I'd like to report a naked man from the waist down. Yeah, no, he's in the.
Oh,
no, that's Mahoney. He's fine.
I changed the stall. And then
he comes here every Tuesday.
Wait, that is comical. Did you leave your shoes on when you were changing the stall, or did you have to take them off?
No, I had to take my shoes
off. So some man next to you just saw you totally declothing yourself with your little 7-year-long socks.
And I hope you felt guilty when you're sitting there commando that no one knew.
What did you do with the underwear?
I threw them in one of the trash cans in that bathroom.
Wait, so you had to take it out of the stall?
Yeah.
Because you guys don't have little mini trash cans
in
yours.
No.
Oh,
can you imagine Mahoney?
Walk of shame to the trash
can. Mahoney trying to be all covert, like just sneaking over and be like dunking them in the trash can.
And
then like taking some extra paper towels and throwing them on top.
Sean Kemp style, man.
Michael Jordan, the long.
And then I basically had to bare ass my jeans through the entire Bacchanal buffet.
That's a rash way to happen.
Oh my gosh. There's not enough talc in the world.
I think we're done here.
Okay.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I feel like you know me a little bit more about me now. We could be closer now.
I'm not worried about catching the coronavirus in the buffet. I'm worried about catching the piece of Mahoney's ass.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Matt joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for a round of fast food freakouts. What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Hey, doing all right. How about you?
Good. What's your favorite fast food joint?
I'm going to go with McDonald's on this one just for the kids.
Aww.
When it comes to chicken.
I feel that. I mean, they give out toys at other places and stuff. Kids always ask for the Happy Meal, though. Like that, McDonald's has done a good job of even roping in the next generation.
Yeah, you make them happy, and that's all that matters to me.
Aww,
what's your go-to nugget sauce, Matt?
Right now, because it's out, the Szechuan sauce. Other than that, I'll go sweet and sour.
That's a good choice. That's a very good choice.
It's easy.
I'll give him one point already.
These are all real freakouts that have happened in fast food restaurants around the country. There are little clues in the freakouts as to which restaurant it happened in. So we're going to play you the audio, then I'm going to give you a multiple choice of what it could be. You're just trying to get 2 out of 3 to win today, okay?
All right.
All right, the first one here is a woman who is very upset with her wait time.
Why are you playing with me? I don't give a You sure will lose your job, dude. You will lose your job. Can I get the since you got a problem? No, ma'am, what a receipt is. Stop playing with me.
She does not want to be played with.
Mm-mm. Does not want to be played with. Is that A, a Popeyes, B, a Church's, or C, a KFC?
Oh, no.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with Church's on that one.
Church's is unfortunately incorrect. Matt, you should know all the good fights these days happen in Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Very true.
It's always Smash Mouth, and it's always Popeyes.
I didn't even know they had an 8-piece.
I didn't know Popeyes had mayo.
That's true. True. That's true. That's,
good
That's
point.
True.
Point.
That is true.
All right, so you didn't get that one right. You have to get the next two right, but I think you'll do well here. Here we go. On to number two. This woman did not want to pay the extra charge for sauce.
I was charged extra 40 cents for mother. Read it. That's all the receipt, dog. I want this doing right. Give me my money back on my price. Excuse me, sir. Back up off me because I'm trying to do something. Back up. Back up. Give me my change. I'm not playing.
I just want her to calm down.
She ain't gonna calm down. I don't play those.
Oh, things are getting rowdy.
Over 40 wow. cents.
You know what never works in life, ever? Telling somebody to calm down.
No. Yes.
Never in the history of humanity has that ever worked. That guy was still giving it a try. Was that A, Burger King, B, a McDonald's, or C, a KFC?
I'm going to have to go with B, McDonald's. Sounds like a...
Nailed it. Yep. Yeah,
I mean, I am not opposed to paying more for the sauces. I was not happy when they first instituted the charge for the extra sauce, but I think feel like people were taking advantage of it. But I will say this. I will get that mad as that lady, and I will not play if you forget my sauce on my McNuggets.
Yeah.
I will come back and burn that place to the ground. Mm-hmm.
Third and final one. You got one correct, you got one incorrect. It all comes down to this. This is a person in the drive-thru that is filming a couple that was attacking an employee over food quality.
Oh, my God.
I just want my...
Jeez Louise. Wow. Couldn't even hear anything there,
that couple
really.
Was later arrested for assault.
As they should
well
be.
They yes. been,
As yeah. well they should be.
A, McDonald's, B, Del Taco, or C, Taco Bell?
Oh, gosh.
There wasn't... Loud.
There really wasn't too many hints in there.
Yeah,
it was tough.
All right.
Think about the rowdiest drive-thru.
Yeah, that's choice. The first choice. What was the first choice?
McDonald's, Del Taco, or Taco Bell?
Oh,
this was late at night. This is very late at night.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell,
you got it. You're the best. Oh, there's a Taco
Bell. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. I don't know how you got that. That one was tough.
Yeah, congratulations to you, man. You nailed it.
Oh, it's never a Chick-fil-A.
Never Chick-fil-A.
Never
Chick-fil-A.
You don't got you're not sitting in a drive-thru for that long. Ain't
the
happening.
Whole staff will just come out and pray for you.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So, if you haven't heard, good news. Harvey Weinstein got some really bad news. 23 years. In prison. He's likely going to spend the rest of his life behind bars. I doubt he makes it 5 years.
No, he's going to be dead.
Oh, you think he doesn't even make 5 years because of like personal things that he might do to himself or to the people? Or
somebody else. Somebody else will take it out on him. I mean, you got to think about the awful things that he did to so many people over the years. Yeah. And yeah, like you said the other day, Mahoney, even with prisoners, there's a code of conduct, right?
Yep.
I mean, you can be a pretty bad guy, and there's just certain things that they don't even tolerate in prison, and the things that he is now guilty of, convicted rapist, would be one of them. Yep. So, good luck, you dirtbag.
See you later.
See you never.
Yep. Enjoy the rest of your short life in prison.
So, there is a new Dracula movie in the works. Are you guys interested in this?
There's a new Dracula Netflix series, which I haven't watched yet either. I love the, the last like kind of big Dracula movie that I really liked. I loved the one with I think it wasn't Scorsese, but somebody directed it in the 90s and Keanu Reeves was in it. Do you remember that one? Like Winona Ryder?
No.
It was really good.
No. Well, anyway, Universal's MonsterVerse, which was kind of left for dead back in 2017, is now back on track. They said that the Invisible Man's number one opening at the end of last month and about $100 million hauled in so far, it's now taking steps to revive its fabled stable of classic monsters for the big screen. And they're saying that Jason Blum's Blumhouse Productions which helped kickstart the new monster movie line by making The Invisible Man. For only $7 million,
wow,
is in the midst of setting up the vampire thriller and is going to be producing it.
How much? I feel like $7 million, typically for a lot of movies, is just the costume set. Like, that seems really low.
I mean, the woman from A Handmaid's Tale. I forget what her name is, but she's a really good actress. I would think that she would command like at least that much as far as
payment.
Yeah.
And I saw The Invisible Man over this past weekend, and it was actually pretty good.
It was pretty good, really?
Yeah, but I didn't realize that it only took $7 million because there was a lot of, I mean, not necessarily like graphics, but because, I mean, it's really just her fighting with air.
I guess if you are going to have a CGI monster.
Make him invisible.
They're like, we only have $7 million. What can we have her? Like, werewolf, way too expensive. Air. But no, Elizabeth Moss is who you're talking about from Handmaid's Tale. She's a great actress.
Absolutely.
But you got to think that that they spent, you know, the bulk of that on the production and not her salary, but she probably got a big piece of the back end. And because of the kind of the cult following around her,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because she was great in Mad Men as well.
Too.
If you recall her role in that show, she was fantastic in that. One of the real breakout stars there. But I mean, Handmaid's Tale has such an enormous following that if she did do a back end deal, then good for her because it's obviously working out.
So mm-hmm. The Dracula movie I was thinking of, Dave, is Bram Stoker's Dracula, which Francis Ford Coppola directed in 1992. Gary Oldman, Winona Ryder, Anthony Hopkins, and Keanu Reeves.
Stacked cast.
I mean, that was a stacked cast back in the day, but I'm all for it.
And the real star power here is that Francis Ford Coppola is the uncle of Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Exactly.
No way.
Nicolas Coppola.
His real name, true.
His real name is Nicolas Coppola. Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the Francis, the Kevin Bacon Invisible Man?
Yes.
Oh, that was one of the biggest atrocities in movie history.
Do you remember the CGI Invisible Man dong?
Yes. Yes, of course I do. Part of the movie.
You gotta see it. Actually,
you
don't.
Why am I so turned on right now?
You guys have weird movie
Invisible
connections.
Invisible Bacon. I love it.
Invisible Bacon. I mean, I'd go see that if there was a movie called Invisible Bacon starring Kevin Bacon and Nicolas Cage for no reason at all.
Like
you guys remember seeing Nicolas Cage's schmeckel in... what was that movie with Meg Ryan? City of Angels.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
He played the angel. Yeah.
You blocked it out. It was traumatic.
He was in the shower or something, and you just caught like a glimpse of it, and you're like, oh, damn.
All I remember is the soundtrack from the Goo Goo Dolls. I went on a date to that movie, not knowing. Because Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan at the time were like two of the biggest stars in the world. And I'm like thinking like, this is going to be like a lovely romance movie between those two. And I went on my freshman year of junior college. And I go on a date with this girl and then never heard from her ever again after that movie.
It's like the saddest movie ever.
It is really
like,
sad. Like,
it's supposed to be a love story. You get to see Nicolas Cage's dong, but then she dies.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's it. Yeah. That was going to be in the movie quote.
Spoiler.
Thought it was too hard.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler, sorry.
Spoiler, Dave.
Spoiler. People will still see it because they get to see Nicolas Cage's hog.
All right, let's just, push this button here.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So there's some things that mark a relationship's longevity. And today, my friends, I enjoyed beer with my wife for the first time ever. I enjoyed it, and I urge the world to push this into your relationships because beer is a wonderful thing, a gracious thing, and it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Message deleted.
I'm curious what struck him there, like the need to call us and talk about how good beer is.
Well, probably because Mahoney does his beer for breakfast.
No, sure. I mean, I understand, but you had a beer with your wife for the first time?
Or did he say he enjoyed a beer with his wife for the first time? So, like, maybe he drank with her and he didn't enjoy it?
Maybe she's a terrible drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't drink with my wife. But
she also doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink. But, like, I don't know. Like,
you're like, I handle all of the drinking in this household. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. That's a man's job, Dave. Let me put on my pants and drink the beer.
Otter's like, hold your tea, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Do you enjoy drinking with your significant others?
Yeah. My wife's a lot of fun when
Hell
she's
yeah, man.
Had a couple of drinks.
Mine too. She's more fun. I like her. I like her hammered. Yeah, I like her hammered more than sober.
What are you saying, man? What?
No, she's just more adventurous. It's fine. It's all good.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Farrah. I see you over there.
All right, I'm gonna push this button.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, serious question over here. How are each of you doing, like emotionally? Y'all hanging in there? You know, anything I can be of assistance towards? We need you guys not only 100% physically, but mentally as well. Let's get through this together.
Message deleted.
Yeah, you're calling the wrong group of people if you're looking for people who are at 100% physical and mental peak condition.
Yeah, no, we are broken. We are the land of misfit toys over here.
Yeah, this is...
It is one or the other, friend. You don't get both from me.
But we appreciate the offer of help.
Yeah.
You know, and thank you for thinking of us.
I don't. Leave me alone.
Yeah, just don't try to get me to go to a gym or some crap like that. Or like, you know what, you should... I get these messages on Instagram, which I don't know if any of you else... Do any of you get these from, like, guys who are, like
trying to be a trainer?
Yeah, are all just, like, super, like, buff, and they're like, dude, you gotta come train with me.
Use my system. Wait.
Well, no, it's not even
like
that.
Individuals?
It's like, it's like, you gotta come train with me, man.
No, that means it's really bad.
Do you think there's like a group of there's like a group of trainers and they're all like, hey, should we do like stage an intervention or something?
Don't stage an intervention. Stage a buffet, please.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know what I hate about reality TV? No matter what it is, what the context is, or anything, at some point there is someone either walking or just sitting there and thinking. It's a reality show cliche at this point. The Bachelor is the worst with this.
Message deleted.
What was the drama with The Bachelor this week? Have we figured out what was going on?
Yes. Peter, I believe his name was, right?
Yeah.
Pilot Pete, yeah.
Yeah, Dave. So, Dave, did you watch the episode?
No, I didn't get into this season. So the
Ian
Bachelor
has a
for
look
me
on his
is
face right
oh
now.
My gosh, Dave! Yeah. I was hoping you would, man, because you're the only person on the show I could talk Bachelor with.
So what happened?
So
give us the tea.
Peter chose, I believe Hannah, and then like we get the recap, and it turns out that he's like, nah, Hannah, I'm not really into you, and Hannah is just heartbroken.
So like he gave her like you proposed to
her?
Yeah,
he did.
Like this was the end. Like this was the season finale.
That was spoiler.
This just happened with a Bachelor like two Bachelors ago.
It's a cliche. It's a reality cliche. But then another chick from the show got brought on, and now they're thinking about hooking up. So he chose one chick and then turned back and said, no, I don't want you. And then got another chick from the show. And now they're dating. But his mom says it's not going to work out.
Doesn't The Bachelor, though, like, Audrey, would you ever in a million years think of going on a show like The Bachelor to compete for some dude?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about The Bachelor and Bachelorette, okay? One thing that social media has ruined is that.
Why?
Everybody goes on and everybody's trying to be like a 21-year-old social media influencer and get their name out there and who they are and their cause. Nobody actually is looking for love. Not even the guys at this point. Everybody just wants you to know who I am, what I can do, and hire me after this is over.
I feel like the guys were never looking for love. They were just looking, you know, like...
To have six girls at once pining over them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Hold on. So we're going to have three fantasy suites back to back to back. And all of these chicks that are just dying for me to show them affection are going to be totally cool with me sleeping with the other two in full view 1.5 hours before I proposed to her.
Well, one of the girls this season had the audacity to assume that poor Peter was going to be able to say no to these other girls in bed. And she was like, have you slept with anybody else yet? Well, yeah, I have. Well, then I'm leaving, and then storms out. Like, what did she expect?
Well,
that's the most exhausting part
of herself,
though. Of course, but she made it to like the final four individuals. Like, what did she expect?
Like, if I was competing on The Bachelorette, and I was like truly like I had fallen in love with this woman over the last 6 weeks or however long the show goes,
and
I find out she's banging, Dave. I'm certainly out of there.
No, you're not. Come on, we're already igloo. Brothers.
No, we're not.
Gigolo or gigolo?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show
on
weekdays 6 to 10 a.m.
Oh, whatever.
X-107.
Igloo makes more sense if you think about it. Quick
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
You had one job, Whisper app. So if you've never heard of this app.
I have not.
Count your lucky stars. But there is this app, it's called the Whisper app, and the idea is that you are able to confess whatever it is that you want on this app, and it's just your way of venting.
Anonymously.
Right, totally anonymously. Only problem is that you actually have to put in a whole bunch of information about yourself when you sign up. So the users have to state their age, their ethnicity, their gender, their hometown, their nickname, and membership in any group. And a lot of people talked about their sexual desires mm-hmm. as well as their orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people were, you know, confessing, things of that nature, but also other really sensitive private stuff.
Like cheating.
Which I don't.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I don't ever understand why anyone would do this. Like, if you have a secret,
keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Like, why would you tell some digital? Oh, God.
This sounds like a cult to me, because you know what they do in some of these, you know, quote unquote religions that they have is they, like, when they're like onboarding you, they make you tell them your secrets and your weird sexual kinks.
But so they can blackmail you.
So
if you ever
that
leave?
If you try to leave, they will say we'll tell everybody that you you like to be tied up.
Ew.
Which, I mean, who cares what people do in their bedrooms? Just so long as it's all within consenting adults.
Yeah.
Have these cults been stealing my bit, Dirty Laundry?
No, do you remember that chick from Smallville, that cult?
Oh, yeah.
That crazy sex cult?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. That was their, like, go-to move. They had, like, they videotaped a bunch of, like, them doing crazy stuff, and then they used it to blackmail people, man. Like, to me, like, if you had to put in, like, if it was a truly anonymous type of...
website?
Yeah. Like, why would you want my address and my name? And also, if you are going to, like, confess your weird... confessions and sexual desires. Why would you put in your real name?
Yeah.
I always put in Dave Farah. I go to visit houses too, you know, like when I'm looking around model homes, I'm always like Dave Farah.
Yeah, every time I go to church, I put Mahoney's name down and say, have a pastor come visit me at home.
No, they know better than that. That's why I got a guard gate. I'm like, uh-uh. No,
not going to have it.
Not even on
Sundays.
So
of course, the Whisper app. They have accidentally exposed 900 million messages
Whoa.
With all of that personal information as well.
So are you able to actually search through this information, though, too, like Ashley Madison? Because that's what I'm feeling like people are going to try and do next. See if somebody they know or had some inkling about, they can search for them.
Is that what happened with Ashley Madison? Because I do remember they got hacked, right? But is that what it was? Like they exposed all of the
names.
Dudes that were on there that were super.
Yep. Yep, so, names,
you know what?
And everything, where
do
they
we ever
live.
Tell you I'm now on a campaign to redefine the art of keeping a secret. Like in this day and age, we are all so exposed in so many ways. And there's something that was told to me the other day. They're like, hey, you can't tell anyone. And I was talking to this person, and I was like, you know what? There's a lot of things that will go with me to my grave, and I actually take pride in that. Like the idea that somebody can tell me something, and it is not going to get spread. It is actually going to remain a secret, and that is a lost art that I believe people should actually take pride in, the ability to shut your damn mouth.
What about spousal confidentiality, though?
What do you mean? Like, do you tell your spouse if one of my friends tells me something?
Uh-huh.
Nah, man.
Because
nah. Then she's going to hate them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
I mean, it
like,
depends
that
what it
just
is,
blows up
yeah.
my own spot.
And depending, obviously, depending on what it is.
Yeah, if it was like one of my good friends and he's like, you know, I'm going to abandon my children and I met a new woman and I'm moving to
Mexico. Sure.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. There we go.
You know, I mean, I would probably tell her that. But if it was like something like, you know, super personal, I would probably not.
I guess that there's a difference between a husband telling a wife and a wife telling a husband, because my husband's never listening to me at any point in time. Like, I could tell him anything.
No. He is always listening.
He's going, uh-huh.
When it's something good.
Yeah,
He's lured you
into
that.
He's playing Call of Duty. He's not listening to me.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Don't tell me anything. I got loose lips.
I want to know what Dave knows now.
We'll find out on his gravestone later.
Yeah,
you will never, unless you give me one stone.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
When my brother got married this past year, same thing that they do at all the resorts now, which is like, oh, just charge it to your room. And then at the end of the stay, they give you a bill right before you get into this sweaty taxi.
What was that bill?
$1,000.
Oh my God! How much?
Why do we have to unearth this? It's just so painful to think about. So yeah, how much was the bill at the end of the wedding festivities down in Turks and Caicos? And yeah, it was expensive. It was very, very, very expensive. What was that dollar figure? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. And first person in with the correct answer is going to get set up with tickets. Soul Asylum coming to Las Vegas this weekend. They're going to be over at the Silverton Vail Showroom is where they're doing it. And some Soul Asylum live in concert for free if you are the first person in with the correct answer.
So, I mean, this has happened to us a couple of times. Never to the extent of what happened down to you at Turks and Caicos. But when we were at a morning show radio conference a few years back. Do you remember that when we both had open tabs open?
Oh, gosh.
And both of us, I think, ran up like $1,500. Like, we didn't run up, but people were like, oh, Dave and Mahoney are taking care of it. And literally everybody ran up our bills.
Jeez. Yeah, I remember going over to the bartender and I was like, hey, man, like, what is this $600 in Jägermeister? And he's like, sir, your friends drank an entire bottle of Jägermeister. And I'm like,
this is not
Hakkasan. Like, you should not be charging $600 for a bottle of Jägermeister. But I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. Okay.
Yeah, we did drink an entire bottle of Jägermeister.
Jäger used to be your BFF, Mahoney.
No, did not. It was never my BFF.
Love-hate relationship.
All right, are you ready to take a call, Dave?
Yeah, let's see.
All right. X1075, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, what is the correct answer? What dollar amount did I get squarely punched in the junk with after I was leaving the wedding?
$11,000.
So I assume that was your wedding gift?
Yes.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of 1,000 thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.